This is the Sue Free Show, talking about life, relationships, and achieving.
Do you wonder why you have to feel the things that hurt you? If there's a God who loves you, where is he now? Would you dare to believe that you still have a reason to sing? Cause the pain that you've been feeling, it can't compare to the joy that's coming. So hold on, you gotta wait for the light. Press on and just fight the good fight. Cause the pain that you've been feeling, it's just the dark before the morning.
Here's your host, Sue Freeze.
Hi, I am so happy to be here today. When I was asked to do this show, boy, was I overwhelmed. I was overwhelmed because I thought, think about this for a minute. If you were in my shoes and someone said, what is the most important thing, the most important thing you'd want people to think about or do that would change their lives, what would you want to say to those people? Then the question is, you know, who are you and what are you made of? During the meeting of doing the show, I was asked or told that I was a risk taker. And I'm like, I'm not a risk taker. And they said, yes, you are, Sue. Look what you do. Look what you've done. And I'm like, wow, I guess I'm a risk taker. Calculated, but a risk taker. And aren't we all, every single day of our lives, we take risk and we choose. We have to make choices every day. So then I said, okay, what's my show going to be about? What's it going to be about? So what my show is about is people in pursuit of passion and purpose, because that's what I'm about. I'm about passion and I'm about purpose. And if you think about it, we can work our entire life and be financially stable or set, but still feel as though our life is empty and lacking importance. And doing something significant is such an important thing. It makes life worthwhile. In my life, I just want to make a difference. How about you? I hear people who talk about motivation and say, have a dream, work towards the dream. I believe that, and I agree with that, as long as the dream is related to what God's dream is. I have two children, and my children, I've always told them, you know, you were created for a specific purpose, and I'm looking so forward to seeing that purpose completed, or the journey of watching how it blooms with my kids, and they are following that, and they are doing wonderful things. And it's only going to get better as the time goes on. Then I hear people say, set your goals. What do you want to accomplish by when? And that's a good one, too. We do need to have goals. We want to check our goals to make sure they're not self-seeking. Then we work backwards the plan. And what that means is that, you know, you have to work backwards. You have a goal. You set it out there. You've got a target. And then what you do is you have to work backwards to figure out how you're going to get there. I have many goals in my life. I'm a goal-oriented person. So when I'm doing this, I'm looking at this big, audacious goal out there, and it's a big elephant. It's just a huge elephant, and I'm wondering, okay, how do we do this? One bite at a time. So when you're working backwards, the plan, so you know what you need to do, you've got a weekly plan, a daily plan, an hourly plan. Staying focused on the goal, and the pain has to be worth the gain, whether it's losing weight, whether it's changing jobs, whatever it is, the pain of making a change or doing something different has to be worth the gain. So why do I want to do this program? Well, my desire is truly to help people. I just want to help people. I've got a lot of experiences under my belt, not all the same as what you've got, but I do have quite a few, and I've learned from them. And I do say that our attitude determines our altitude. Because we have a choice every minute of every day, and we can choose how we're going to respond to what comes our way and the people that come our way. Not everybody is always nice. So we have a choice in how we're going to deal with those people and the things that come our way. I want to give people hope. There is light at the end of the tunnel. There's been times where I just looked up and said, God, why me? And you're giving me more than I can handle. Even though I know you say you won't, I feel like you are. I'm at my wit's end. I don't know what to do next, Lord. Please show me. And then people or something will come my way and show me the light. And sometimes being calm and just standing still for a minute and listening, that's the hardest thing I think in the world for me. We need to challenge ourselves daily and take risks. So that's what my show is about. And I'm hoping you'll stay tuned, and I hope you're going to learn. And I'm looking forward to callers, so you can call in and talk to me. We're going to have guests on, and I'm looking forward to that, because everybody has a life experience. Everybody has something to offer everyone else, no matter where you are in your life. You've got something to offer, and it's wonderful to be able to share those experiences so that we can learn instead of having to go through those muddy waters all by ourselves, or maybe we can just save someone from going through a hard time. And I'm so looking forward to it. I'm so excited. But it's a big deal to me, a really big deal. And I hope you'll stay tuned and learn right along with me.
Sue, someone might say, well, I know that name, Sue Freeze, and I know you own a company. And so you kind of are living a really nice life. What does it have to do with me if I'm going through a lot of pain in my life, if my husband has been laid off and I've got teenage kids who are rebellious and my life just seems like it's hopeless and a mess? What can Sue Freeze say to me that really applies to me? How can she know what I'm going through?
Well, because I'm a human person and I put my pants on just the same as everybody else, number one. Number two is that I have gone through quite a few things. And I would just say that even though maybe it's not exactly the same circumstance, that I still feel pain, and I felt lots of pain. And I've had people that have been not exactly gracious and nice. And, you know, things come our way and there's a reason for everything, and we don't always have the answers and we don't always know why things happen. And that's the same with me. But I can tell you that there is, we don't always know the reason for things happening, but there is a reason. And my reason for doing the show is to walk alongside, to have a moment in time where we can be together and connect. And hopefully I can help you find peace or some type of light. And I can relate to quite a few things. And if I don't have the answers, whether it's in the workplace or in my personal life, there's resources out there that can help us get through a tough time. And, you know, God is a wonderful resource, and he's always awake. He's always there and always available. He won't come down and pluck us up. We have to reach up. So I would just say that for those people that are going through those pains, I'm right along with you. I hurt right along with you. But there's choices, and we just need to know what our choices are in order to make a better decision. Knowledge is power, and for lack of knowledge, people perish. And I don't want anybody to perish. I want people to proceed, progress, do better. Sometimes it's as simple as an ABC: admit, believe, and commit. And we have to know what to admit, how to believe, and what to believe. And then what to commit and how to do that. Sometimes those are the most difficult things, but they seem so simple sometimes.
Some people will see a person or a couple who really seem to have it all together. And it causes us to think, oh, somewhere out there, there is a pain-free life. And if I could just find it, I would be happy. Is there a pain-free life?
Wow, if there is, I haven't experienced that. You know what? I'm thankful for everything I've had to go through so far. I'm so thankful. I'm thankful because if you don't have downs, you don't really appreciate the ups, you know? So I'm thankful for the downs. And I have some friends. For instance, I have a girlfriend right now who just got diagnosed with breast cancer, and she's going to go through, and she's going to be on my show, actually. She's just a delight. But she's going to have a double mastectomy. And, you know, why, God, why? You know, this woman, she's just vivacious and she's young and full of energy and everything, but she's going through this. And, you know, she's on Facebook and she's explaining her emotional journey. She's explaining what's going on with her. And I admire her so much because she's sharing her story on Facebook with everything. And her name is Rhonda, and I just love her. And she's, this Friday, is going to go have her surgery. And just today I got a email from her daughter and from her, you know, stating, you know, where they are right now and everything. And it's so amazing.
You know, you say that you're thankful as you look back for what you've gone through, for the downs, but it is human. It is natural when we're in those downs,
we're not always thankful when we're in the midst of it.
Oh, no, absolutely not. Absolutely not. Some, you know, we'll get into that more as far as, you know, my life story and everything, because I know that, you know, the only reason I would share some of the humility that I've experienced and the vulnerability that I've experienced, the only reason I would even want to expose that to people that are listening is to show them that there is, you know, there is another side, and you know, we can get over it and we can move on. And there's healing. The Lord has just an amazing healing power over us. And, you know, through these times and everything, the devil comes in and just, you know, kind of makes us feel like we're not worthy to receive God's love. And that's the biggest lie of the devil. And I would just say that we are worthy because God says we're worthy. And in that worthiness is where we find hope and we find the belief that we need in order to endure whatever comes our way.
No pain-free life. What about a perfect pain-free marriage?
Wow, I don't think that, you know, I think that there's happy people out there, and that's because they choose to be happy, but I don't think it's without work. I think that any relationship out there takes work. You know, even to find time to be alone with God takes work. So I don't think that's true, but I'll tell you what, you can sure tell when someone is getting along. I mean, just look at them in the restaurant. You can see who's been married for a long time and happy, and you can see people that... They're just eating their meal, but there's no interaction. There's no connection. And it saddens my heart to see that because God wants so much more for our relationships.
What do you want the program to bring to maybe that couple that have been married a long time and they have grown apart?
Hopefully a new understanding and hopefully a desire to connect, you know, because men and women are different. You know, I love that saying about, you know, men being microwaves and women being crockpots. That is so real and that's so true on one area. But I would like to see that marriages be more connected to where we can just love each other. And I taught a Bible study on marriage at our home. And, you know, I was trying to come up with a definition of love, and I came up with a definition that it's serving the other and putting the other person before yourself. To me, that's the true definition of what love is. It's where you're selfless. You put the other person first. And if both people are putting the other person first, really getting to know that person, intimacy means into me see. So I would just like to see those marriages warmer. So you're listening to Sue Freeze on The Sue Freeze Show. KKLA 99.5, intersection of faith and reason. Tune in for more to come.
We're here every week at the same time, and you're going to be talking with people about different issues of life. But what about you? One of the big questions that you like to ask people is not, what do you do? But you like to ask them, who are you? So I think it's very fair for us to begin by asking you the question and letting you answer it. Who are you, Sue Freeze?
Wow. Yes, I do like to ask that question, and it's amazing the response I get on who are you. I did that with Regis Feldman, and he just kind of was stifled. He just stood there and was like, wow, I don't know how to answer that. How would you answer that if I asked you that? How would you answer? Who are you? Who am I? Well, I don't even know how to answer that other than to say, been through a lot in my life, and who I am is accumulation of all those experiences that I've experienced. And like I said before, I'm very thankful for my experiences. Who I am now is different than who I was even 5 years ago, 10 years ago. First and foremost, I'm a child of God. I'm His daughter. I'm victorious. I'm set free. I'm strong in the Lord, dead to sin, more than a conqueror. I'm all those things. I'm also a mother. I'm a daughter. I'm a sister. I'm an aunt. And someday I want to be a grandma. That's what I am. And I am somebody who wants to make a difference. And that's why this show exists, is I want to make a difference. So who am I? I'm a person who, I'm a big cheerleader. I love to cheerlead. I love to encourage. I like to watch people be better, do better. At times I feel people will tell me I'm a perfectionist, and I would say that I'm not a perfectionist because I don't believe that there's no one perfect but Jesus. And I always put up my hands and say, there's no holes in my hands. So I'm not Jesus, and I'm not perfect. But I'm striving for excellence. And what that means to me is that no matter what I've done, no matter what accomplishments I've done, and I do make mistakes, and hopefully we learn from those, that I strive for better. Every day I'm striving for better, personally, emotionally, spiritually, physically. I'm always constantly trying to do better than I did the day before. People say I'm highly competitive, and yeah, I would say I am competitive, but I think I'm more competitive with myself. If I did this today, I want to do that tomorrow, and I always want to do better. I water ski, and I always want to do more in my slalom skiing. I want to get another buoy, or I want to go faster, or cut off some more of the rope, or something, just because I want to do better than I did the day before. So I do believe that God works through us. I think God puts people in our lives because God works through people. And I think that I've just been amazingly blessed, especially right now, this morning driving in. I actually called people that have, you know, really invested in my life. And I was emotional, and I was just telling them, thank you. Just thank you for being in my life, being a support to me. It's just so wonderful to have those people in your life. And if you think about your life, there's people that have invested in you. And I would just suggest that if you can, in the next hour or day, you know, take the time off to just make a quick phone call. Don't do an email. Make a phone call and connect with those people and just tell them thank you for being there for you. Thank you for being in your life. I think it's a wonderful thing. You know, in the Bible, it says, in all things, give thanks. In all things, give thanks. And we should, you know, every prayer that we pray, we're supposed to pray with thanksgiving first, thanking the Lord for what he's done for us already, because he's done so much for us already. And then to go from there, and from the thanks, then we can ask for what he wants, because he says, you know, ask and you shall receive, knock and the door shall be open, seek and ye shall find. I believe that we have to know what we're asking, and we have to know what we're seeking, and make sure we're knocking on the right door. But he's there, and that's a wonderful thing.
Sue Freeze came from this perfect family, right? Your growing up years?
Oh, absolutely not. I don't know how much we want to get into that. But, you know, early on, I pictured me speaking to large groups of people, and I had no idea what that was going to look like or what it was going to do. And now, you know, I'm over the 50 line, and I don't know if I'm supposed to say that, but I'm going to say it anyway. I'm proud of it. I'm in the second half of this time. Anyway, yeah, I always pictured me speaking, and people say, well, what are you gonna speak about? And I was like, I don't know. I don't know what I'm gonna speak about. I just know I'm supposed to speak. And you know, it's funny, because I look in the moon, and when there's a full moon, if you look at the full moon, I see a woman singing, or she's got a mic. And I ask other people if they see that, and people don't see that. I'm the only one that sees that. And I just think that's odd that not everybody sees that. Oh, well, I guess not everybody sees the same things. I imagine that. Anyway, through the years, I've experienced divorce with my mom and my dad. They were married 20 years and they got divorced. And at that time, you know, my dad was kind of like not very happy. He was an angry guy, and he wasn't happy at work. He wasn't happy at home. My mom was a very loving, caring mom. I wanted to go to YMCA camp, and I don't remember really my age. I think I was around 11. And my mom says, we can't afford to send you, Sue. We can't afford the camp. The only way you can go is by you selling these toffee peanuts. You know what I'm talking about, those canned toffee peanuts. I went around every day after school, and I sold, I can't even tell you how many cans of toffee peanuts I sold. And, you know, I learned a lot about sales and having doors, you know, shut. Of course, they didn't slam it in my face because I was young and, you know, really skinny girl. And people felt sorry for me, I think. But it didn't matter. I did it. I had a challenge, and I did it. I realized something new about myself, that I could do that. And then I went to this YMCA camp, and it's YMCA camp, which I thought was weird because they do have YWCA. But I went to YMCA. Anyway, it was fun. I ended up on a hilltop, and I accepted the Lord there, and it was the most amazing thing. And every time I smell pine trees now, I think about that moment in life that I received the Lord. And the smell of pines just brings back memories for me. Came back, and I was so excited because I felt like I had gotten the world's answer, that everything was going to be fine now, and my family was going to be just fine. And I walked in the door, and I was all happy, and my mom says, Susie, I need to speak to you in the bedroom. And I went, okay, Mom. You know, so I went into the bedroom. My mom closed the door. She sat down all serious, and she says, honey, I just want to tell you that your dad and I have decided to get a divorce. And I said, no, you can't do that. You can't do that. I just got it all figured out. I just received the Lord and I just told him all my problems and he's going to fix them all. And you just can't do this. And she says, honey, sorry, but we've already made the decision and we're going to go ahead and go with this. And I was so devastated. So my high went to a real low real fast. And I thought, how can this happen? You know, I just gave my heart and my life to God and now this. And, you know, God can't force us to do things. You know, he can guide our ways and he can do that. But he's a gentleman, just like he gave us free spirit for us to choose him. We have that choice to make that we can choose him or not. And boy, I can't imagine not having him in my life. I just can't. It would be such an empty hole in my heart. But with that all being said, after that moment, my mom and dad went through with it, and I got to see my dad every other weekend. We went to the river, and that's when I learned how to ride a motorcycle and all these things. And my mom got married, my dad got married, and all I wanted then was for them to be happy. It wasn't about me. It was about them being happy. And there was a lot of struggles there because I had a stepfather and I had a stepmother, and the stepmother never wanted kids and didn't like me. And I had a little sister that I was protecting and loving and taking care of. So there was a lot going on in that whole thing.
In the dictionary, there are a lot of words that begin with re.
Yep.
And for today, what is the re word?
Well, I wanted to go from A on through the alphabet, but today I'm going to start, because this is a special show, with rebirth, which is the B. And rebirth because this is a whole new segment of my life. It's a whole new season. Being on a radio show, having a radio show, impacting more people than I've been able to impact in the past. Letting my God, my Heavenly Father, lead whatever conversation, whoever's going to be on the show. It's rebirth for me, and I'm hoping it's going to be a rebirth for those that listen. It's going to be new set of eyes. I wrote this morning. I get up every morning, 3:30, 4 o'clock. And I wrote this morning something that you are where you are because you choose to be there. And I have to clarify that because not always. You know, if you've got cancer, you didn't choose to have cancer. But there's a lot of times we get in ruts. And we're there because we choose to be there. And we do have choices. We do have decisions. And there might be hard ones. But we have choices that we can make to get us out of situations. But because of comfort levels, we stay where we are. And I'm just going to encourage you to get out of that. To make a choice, to make a difference, and to choose to make a change in your life, to a shift. It might be a minor shift that could make a huge difference. They say if you want something different to happen, do something different. And I'm encouraging you, I'm prompting you, dare to believe and choose to make a change. We will be back with more of the Sue Free Show on our flagship station, 99.5 KKLA.
They're called the stealth bugs of the insect world. Termites, every homeowner's nightmare. But a lot of KKLA listeners don't lose a moment of sleep over termites because of Ecola Termite and Pest Control. They are California's leading ecological alternative termite control company. You see, Ecola gets rid of termites by using family-friendly, poison-free alternatives like Electrogun that seeks out and eliminates the little rascals. Microwave process for small areas, and their new Ecola Heat using clean hot air for entire walls. No embarrassing circus tent over your home. No poison gas, no bagging your food, or moving out for a couple of days. Ecola Termite and Pest Control gets rid of termites effectively and quickly. So call Ecola at 800-332-BUGS. 800-332-BUGS. Ecola. Powerful termite and pest control as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 800-332-BUGS. This is the Sue Freeze Show.
So we're back again, and I'm so happy to be with you today. And whether you're driving, you're sitting, whatever you're doing, just know that I'm right there with you. And today, when I was thinking about this show, I was reflecting. I was reflecting over last year and all the years up to this point. And I was thinking about the rewords that when I began this show so long ago, the Lord presented to me to have a reword. And he made me realize that if you think about all the rewords that the rewords are second time, second chance, reflection, recovery, rebirth, renew, revive, even resolution. So each show, I began the shows with having a reword for each show, and I got away from that, and I need to get back to that because I think it keeps us a little bit focused, and I need focus because I go on rabbit trails. So with that, what I wanted to say is that I was focused on reflecting over the years and how reflection is so important, because whenever you're doing anything in life, let's say, for example, we're in our car and we need to get somewhere. When you put an address in the navigation has to figure out where you are in order to tell you if you're going to turn left, right, you know, north, south, east, west. And the same goes, these life lessons apply to other things. I always look at the parallels in lessons. So this lesson is that in order to know where you're going, you have to know where you are. And so with that, we need to reflect on where we've been. And doing that really helps us because there's clarity when you reflect. So when you're going in your own life and you have to have a quiet moment and you can pray before you do this and you're reflecting over life choices and decisions that you've made, what I realized when I started to do this morning around 3 o'clock in the morning, actually I think it was 1:30, what I realized is that we are, each one of us, a summation of every decision, choice, and word that's been spoken, that we've heard. We've created a belief system within ourselves that is determining, to a large degree, the choices that we make from this point forward. So if we're not liking the results that we've had up to this point, if we're not liking where we are right now, we do have the opportunity to change our belief system. Now, I know for me that there's been certain people in my life that have spoke truth and spoke life into my life. There's other people around me that don't do that for me. And I know with my children, I've told them, you are who you hang with, and there's a lot of truth to that. So one of the choices I'm making is to pull myself away from people that are not building me up or encouraging me or loving me the way God would want me to be loved. And in that, I'm believing that I'm changing a structure within myself. And I'm saying the I's so many times, and I don't mean to get so caught up in me. All I'm trying to do is explain my process, and I'm hoping that through this learning process that it's going to help you focus on your life, and you can reflect on your life and figure out who's in your life that is encouraging and building you up, not telling you what you want to hear, because that's not what I'm saying. So please check that, because it has to be in according to God. It has to be what God's saying. And if I'm going to choose a belief system based on my experiences up to this point, I have to ask myself, who am I in my eyes? But then more importantly, who am I and who are you in God's eyes? And I can, with total confidence, say that God died for me and only me. If I was the only person, he died for only me. And the same goes for you, that God died for you. So if you're feeling unworthy, if you're feeling that you don't deserve God's love, I'm here to tell you that you do deserve God's love, because he died saying that he died for you and only you. So understand that the change is yours to be made. And the way you do that is by renewing of your mind, by getting in the Word and understanding who you are from God's perspective. You are listening to The Sue Free Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5. And if you want to share this show with somebody else because you know somebody that needs to hear what's being said here, you can have them go to SueFries, spelt like fries, one word, .com, and you can hear this podcast anytime you want, which is really a nice thing that we have that available to us now. So with that being said, I have 3 pages of Who I Am in Christ, and I'm going to have these published on the SueFries.com site so that at any time you want to download these and you want to read them to yourself. And one thing I learned was is that when you read scriptures, when you read them, it goes into your mind. But when you read them out loud, your soul, your body, your mind hears your voice so much more than hearing it from somebody else, that it's very important to read scriptures out loud so every part of your body hears what's being said, because your body needs to hear the truth. And if you have a bad self-image, if people have said that you're not worthy, if you're a bad person, that, you know, this or that or whatever, from childhood on, if you have people around you that are speaking non-truths to you, I want you right now to say to yourself that from now on, you're going to rebuke that. And you're going to say to yourself out loud, I'm not going to receive that. That's a lie from the devil. I'm not going to receive those words, because those words are not truth. And that is not how God sees me. And that's going to give you freedom. It's going to relieve you from pain. It's going to relieve you from a bad self-image, because your image is with Christ. I'm just going to read a couple of these scriptures out of these three pages, just so you can get an understanding of who you are. What you say is, I am God's child, for I am born again of the uncorruptible seed of the word of God, which liveth and abideth forever. That's 1 Peter 1:23. I am forgiven of all my sins and washed in the blood. Ephesians 1:7, and there's four other scriptures that go along with that. I am a new creature. I am the temple of the Holy Spirit. I am redeemed from the curse of the law. I am blessed. I am brought near to God by the blood. I am victorious. Now, there's a good one. Just one big word. That word is so amazing. I am victorious. That means that anything that's coming your way, anything that you're trying to tackle, you don't need to tackle that alone, because Jesus is with you all the time. He never sleeps. Isn't that a wonderful thing? You can reach out to him anytime, day or night, and he will be there to comfort you. He will be there to make you feel calm and loved. There's a scripture that I want to share with you, and it's one of my favorite scriptures, and it's from Philippians 4. And it starts with what I've memorized is Philippians 4:4. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. And I'm going to go on to say that 4:8 in Philippians says, finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me, meaning Jesus, God, or seen in me, put into practice. And the God of peace will be with you. Isn't that amazing? That whole scripture is just so amazing and comforting. Rejoice in the Lord always, even in our transgressions, even when we are burdened. We need to rejoice in the Lord always. You are listening to the Sue Free Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5. And now what I want to say, I want to go back to, is the reflection. When you think about reflection, you can look in the mirror, and the mirror gives you a reflection. And that reflection is the image that you see. And other people looking at you might not see the same reflection that you see when you look at yourself. We are the most critical of all, aren't we? You look and you go, oh, my nose is bigger. Oh, I wish my eyes were closer together. I wish they were bigger. I wish my eyebrows were different. I wish my hair was different. Seems like we're never satisfied. But we were created the way God wanted us. God created us, and he knows our every thought. He knows our every decision before we even think it. Isn't that an amazing thing to think about? It is for me. So now with that, we reflect on where we've been. We reflect on all those things that have accumulated and became who we are right now. But we have a decision right here, right now, to change the image if it's not God's image. We have the opportunity right now to speak God's words into our lives and to improve our image by the words we speak. The words we speak are so important. In fact, today I made a comment because I forgot my glasses down in the truck way far away, and I'm walking, but I'm not walking completely, absolutely like I was before. So it takes me a lot longer to get here and there. And we were on a time schedule, so I asked somebody else, which is another thing I'm getting used to, is asking for help. I never used to do that. So if you don't ask for help, you are not allowing somebody else the joy of giving to you. And I would say to you right now, don't be so hard on yourself and let people help you. Ask people for help because they want to. It helps them. It gives them joy. So don't steal them of their joy by not asking for help. I did that for years, and now it's become a necessity for me to ask for help. Anyway, getting back to, I forgot my glasses and I said something. I said, I'm such an idiot for forgetting my glasses. And then I said, I'm not an idiot. Why did I say that? And I'm not going to say that again because I know I'm not an idiot. But for some reason, I felt like I should say that. So if you are saying things that are really not true, stop yourself, because that's the start of a change, is recognizing, identifying the problem, and then realizing that you don't have to stay in that problem. You can make choices to change the direction in which your life is headed. Reflect on where you've been. Is it where you want to be? If it's not, make a decision today. Make a decision that you want to be something different. And you have the ability, with God's help, you have the ability to make those changes. And this is the way I would have you do this. It's the way I do it. Think about the day that you die. I know that sounds sad, but think about the day that you die. The people standing around that ceremony, what will they be saying about you? I think about that. I think about what's going to happen when I die. I ask people that when I'm not sure if they're believers. What happens when you die? Do you just fall asleep? What happens? But the other thing is what happens to those people left behind, which it's more painful for them than it is for us who die. But when we're there and we're watching, let's say we're up above and we're watching down on our own ceremony, our own funeral, it should be a celebration of our lives. So what is our lives look like? And what are people saying about us on that day? I know what I want people to say about Sue Fries. Do you know what you want them to say about you on your day? And what I want them to say about me is that their life was changed because they knew me. I want to make a difference. And there's a difference between being successful and being significant. And when people reach a certain level, I'm over 50, but when people reach a certain level in their lives, a certain age, it's no more about doing more and being more and whatnot. It's about what can we give back. It's about being significant, not just successful. I'm at that point in my life, and I've been at this point for quite some time, because I have always, since I was very young, wanted to make a difference. I've always wanted to help. People around me say, there's no stray cat and no stray person around Sue Fries. My house is open. I try to help. What are they going to say about you? What is your story? And if it's not what you want them to say right now, you're still alive where there's hope. There's breath, there's hope. So there's breath because you're still alive. Make a change today. Make a decision today on where you want to go now. What does your life look like? What do you want it to look like? And strive for that. My show, I say it's about pursuit of passion, purpose, and connection. And that's truly what the show is about, but it's about what I'm about. What are you about? What are you about? Ask yourself that question. Do you want to make a difference? When I walked into KKLA today, there was a little, I don't know what you call it, a little plaque. And it says, making a difference. And it caught my eye because I knew this was part of what my show was about today. And so I said, can I borrow this? And they said, sure, of course they would. And what it says is, making a difference. An old man walked up a shore littered with thousands of starfish, beached and dying after a storm. A young man was picking them up and flinging them back into the ocean. Why do you bother? The old man scoffed. You're not saving enough to make a difference. The young man picked up another starfish and sent it spinning back to the water. Made a difference to that one, he said. You make a difference every day. You make a difference by smiling. You make a difference by giving somebody a hug, a handshake, by saying something nice. Just do something that's going to make a difference to someone today. You are listening to The Sue Free Show on our flagship station, KKLA 99.5. So where are we going to go from here? Where are you going to go from here? I talked about the rewords. And since we are at the beginning of the year, we are creating new resolutions, at least we should, and not resolutions that we can easily break. We need to write them down. We need to put them someplace that we can look at them often to be a reminder. That's another reword, remind, because we need to remind ourselves, especially when we've been into bad behavior or bad habits. I was talking to a friend about being considerate, and that's a bad habit. You know, being on time. If you say you're going to be somewhere, be there on time. My mother used to say, if you're not early, you're late. And that's so true. And somebody just said to me, you're always on time. And I went, yes, because I want to be considerate to those that I'm around. The people that are helping me with this radio show, they're on a time schedule. And it really upsets me when I'm not on, if I'm not ready or I'm not on time, because I know it's setting them back. And I want them to be on time because they have a schedule to keep, just like I have a schedule to keep. So be considerate. Another one is if you borrow something, give it back. Ask to borrow something. You know, those are just little considerate things that we do. And if we don't do it, we're being inconsiderate. And is that a loving thing to do? No. So pursue passion, purpose, and connection. Where you are and where are you going? It's a journey. Who are you today? Is it the person you want to be today? Is it the person you want to be tomorrow? Is it the person that you want to end up being? And if not, what changes are you going to make, and when are you going to start making those changes to be the kind of person that you want to be, the person that you want people to say you are? When are you going to start doing that? My suggestion is start right here, right now. How can you do that? Take some quiet time, write some things down, ask yourself who you are, even ask people that you're close to. You know, if there was one thing that you could say about me, if there's one word that would describe me, what word would that be? How would you describe me? If there was one thing that you would like to see changed in me, what would that thing be? These are questions that are hard for some people, especially if you have a lot of pride, a lot of ego. It's very difficult to ask those questions. But you know what? It comes back so tenfold to make that. It could be such a minor thing that you don't even aware of. Another thing that I've realized in all these years is that, you know, there are people in our lives that irritate us. I know you would agree, and you're probably giggling right now. You're probably thinking of somebody that irritates you. And what I'm going to say to that is that usually what I find is that if there is something that irritates me in another person, I usually have that same trait. Ouch. I know that's kind of painful. But that irritating thing in that other person, usually you will have that trait. And if you find somebody's irritating, ask yourself that question, gosh, do I do that? Like if you're in a conversation and you overtalk somebody, if you interrupt somebody in the middle of their conversation and you cut them short, if you find somebody else is doing that to you, this has happened with me, being vulnerable and transparent right now, is that that irritated me. And then what I realized is that I was doing that. So I had to stop doing that. Now I just stop and I take a deep breath and wait for them to finish. Even though I know what they're going to say half the time, that doesn't matter. They need to finish their thought. They need to be valued enough to let them finish what they were going to say. So that's one thing with me that I'm changing. There's a lot that I have said up until this point, and I've done a lot of reflection. And I know that because of reflection, you and I are going to be better people. And sometimes it's very painful to reflect. And there's been some good things that have happened this last year, and there's been some not so good things happened. And I'm sure that's the same thing with you. Is your glass half full? Is it half empty? Are you looking at things as an opportunity for change? Or are you saying, woe is me, I'm a victim, and it's just the way it is? I can tell you that if you take the victim role and you say, woe is me, you will stay in that situation and you won't make a move in a better position. You won't make that turn in the road. You won't take that fork. Look at what God wants for your life. He has created you. He created you for a specific purpose. I used to say this to the children, my children, every day. And I was excited to see what God would do in their lives. I'm excited to see what God's going to do in your life. You have a choice. Look at where your gifts are. what is it that you like to do? What you like to do is usually an indicator as to what your gifts are. So with that, look at what your gifts are. Look at what you like to do and stay in those gifts. Use those gifts. Find a career. Find some way in ministry to where you can utilize your gifts to better the ministry, to better your work, to better your life, because you're going to feel better about yourself doing what you're good at. Not everybody was created to do the same thing. We all have a part in the body. It says that in Scripture, that we're all part of the body. You know, we have a thumb, we have a baby finger, we have a toe, we have all areas of our bodies, and they all do different functions. But it takes all of those body parts to function, to make the body function correctly. And if in any one body part is not functioning, the other body parts have to be more pressured. There has to be more responsibility put on those other body parts to make up for a body part that's not functioning. So whatever your part is in the body, whatever your part is in this world, you need to look at what your gifts are and find a need and fill it. Entrepreneurs, that's what they do. They look for needs and they fill it. Being a servant is looking for needs and filling it. So be a servant. Look for an opportunity to make a difference in someone's life. You will feel so good when you look in the mirror when you accomplish these things. I know that it makes me feel good when I can help somebody in a situation. Look for opportunities. Ask God to show you an opportunity. When you go into a church, when you go into a school, ask God where to sit you. Ask God who needs you to sit by them. And in church, when I hear people say, I didn't get anything today from church, I'm so saddened by that, because you're going there to give, not to get. And the sooner you learn that, the better off we're all going to be. And I realize that all of us have a time when they are in need. And when you're in need, it's okay to be in need, because then you're giving people the opportunity to give back because they've been in need. So understand that too. I don't want people to feel like they can't reach out, because we're here to help one another. Don't allow your brother to stumble. We're here to help each other. You are listening to The Sue Free Show on our flagship station, 99.5 KKLA. You know, right now I'm refurbishing, another reword, a condo. And I go in there, and you know, whenever you're doing a remodel, there's another reword. When you're doing a remodel, you start off small saying, oh, I just want to do this. And then you do that, and somehow something else shows up and you've got to do something else. And there's a parallel. I talk about parallels in life lessons. And there's a parallel, what's going on with me right now and this show and whatnot, is that sometimes we have to get rid of all the old and not look back, but we have to get rid of all the old to put new in. So that's a lesson in itself, is that with this condo, I'm refurbishing it, I'm remodeling it, because there was a lot of old stuff in there, stuff that's 31 years old. It's old stuff. So I'm having to take that out and put new in. Same with our belief system, same with our words, same with our thinking process. We need to take out the old and put in the new. I am encouraging each one of you to do that. I want you to take the time to reflect, rejoice, and have new resolutions that are going to make you a better person. You're going to glorify God more, and you're going to feel better. And when you look in the mirror, I want you to speak these words of I am that you can download off Sue Free's, spelt like fries, oneword.com. Go on there, download the 3 pages of I Am's and read those daily. I will guarantee you within 1 month of reading those every day that your life will change, because you're going to understand who you are in Christ. Because the system, the belief system that you have of who you are, if it's not aligned with God, then it's the wrong belief system, and we want to make that better. So do yourself that favor and make a difference today, and read those scriptures. Download them and get them off the Sue Free, spelt like fries, .com site. I just love you all so much, and I look forward to next week. Until then, have a blessed day. Make yourself a blessing to someone today, and start reading the I Am's from the Lord, and have a new belief system. God bless you. Bye-bye.
forgiven and loved. Child, you're forgiven and loved. Child, you're forgiven and child, you are loved. Child, you're forgiven and loved.
The Sue Free Show is sponsored by E. coli Termite and Pest Control Services. It's that time of the year when bugs multiply like crazy and they start looking for a home, your home. Ants, spiders, fleas, earwigs, termites, and a lot of other creepy crawly critters, even rats and other varmints. It's time to call E. coli Termite and Pest Control Services. They offer complete ecological pest control of rodents and insects. E. coli has one-time services, ongoing monthly services, their most popular and economical every other month service, and even quarterly service for occasional pest problems. E. coli keeps rats and mice out and eliminates insects in their nests. It's the most effective way. And their termite control is legendary. So call E. coli today for a free estimate of complete pest and termite control at 800-332-BUGS. 800-332-BUGS. E. coli, powerful termite and pest control services as gentle as a butterfly. Ask about their 2-year warranty. Call 800-332-BUGS.